I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. This weekend, Formula One racing star Michael Schumacher won an unprecedented sixth world title. Schumacher's record makes him one of the best Formula One racers ever. Here now to talk about him is Lee Spencer. She's the motorsports columnist for Sporting News, a weekly sports magazine, and she joins us from member station WDAV in Davidson, North Carolina. Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, Lee, Michael Schumacher and Formula One racing, not a name or a sport that most Americans are familiar with, and normally we hear about NASCAR stars. What's the difference between Formula One and NASCAR?
Well, Madeline, I think the biggest difference is the budgets. You have an organization like Ferrari that spends $450 million on their budgets compared to somebody like a Jeff Gordon who may get $20 million to work with. When you have that kind of money buys the type of technology that NASCAR engineers could only dream about.
And the cars themselves are markedly different. Formula One cars are not something you're going to buy off the shelf, as it were, and retrofit yourself in your backyard.
Well, when you think about the American consumer, you or I can walk down to our Ford dealership, we can buy a Taurus, we can walk down to our Chevrolet dealership and buy a Monte Carlo or a Dodge Intrepid. I don't think the average consumer can relate to BMW, Mercedes, Ferrari over in the American market.
You mentioned Jeff Gordon, a NASCAR racer. Tell us more about Schumacher and the Formula One. Is he just the greatest driver in Formula One ever, sort of the Michael Jordan of Formula One?
Absolutely. I think when you look at his accomplishments, it's like you said, six world championships. To beat Fangio's record, Juan Manuel Fangio from Argentina, when he set that record, it was in 1951. So we're almost talking half a century before somebody was able to break that record. And the fact that Schumacher has done that, he'll go down in history most likely as the most incredible, most competitive Formula One driver ever.
Well, you say Schumacher is the greatest in a half century, and he was expected to win all along. What is it about him that makes him so much better than the competition and such a great driver?
Well, I think a lot of it, in addition to having nerves of steel, the Ferraris, they make a fabulous race car. His teammate yesterday, Rubens Barrichello, he finished first. He won the race. Mercedes came in down the line, but the type of cars that Michael Schumacher is driving, they're phenomenal. And you see the lesser-funded teams with lesser equipment, and it's the people with the most money that usually have the best programs in racing.
How dangerous is the sport?
Well, the type of safety precautions that they take into building these cars is absolutely incredible. And much which is learned in Formula One transfers to the passenger cars, which, in essence, affects you and I down long term. And that's one of the things that they look at. And I think that overall, when you think of that kind of contribution, it's unmatched.
Lee Spencer is the motorsports columnist for Sporting News. She joined us from public radio station WDAV in Davidson, North Carolina. Thanks a lot, Lee.
Thank you, Madeline.
And as we celebrate the accomplishments of Michael Schumacher, we also should remember the great feats of another racer with a similar name. Hall of Fame jockey Willie Schumacher died last night in his sleep of natural causes. Schumacher amassed a total of 8,833 victories, including four at the Kentucky Derby. He was 72.